Hi everyone, my name is Martin Bailey and I'm CTO for Global Graphics Software. Today I'm going to be talking about some challenges for inkjet printing of textiles, which are a bit different from those seen with screen printing, and perhaps even more importantly some ways of solving those challenges. This is a presentation that I was originally asked to give at FESPA in Madrid. I firmly believe that you can only fully understand what someone is saying if you know who they are and why they're saying it. In case you haven't heard of Global Graphics Software, we're the company behind key technologies that are used by these OEM partners, among many others. Some of our customers like to treat us as their secret weapon, so I'm not allowed to talk about them. Every month, Global Graphics Software technologies are used to digitally print about 2/3 of a billion square meters, or the equivalent of 10 billion A4 size pages. And while most of the vendors shown above are not in the textile printing business, we've learned over the decades that we've been working with production inkjet that many technical issues and solutions are common across print sectors ranging from transactional through commercial, wide format, labels and packaging, and on into industrial print on ceramics, wall coverings, flooring, and, of course, textiles. There are many subsectors of textile printing, from direct to garment to bulk roll-to-roll printing. Until recently, most textile inkjet printers were scanning multi-pass devices, but now there are an increasing number of single-pass presses. And to add yet another dimension, there are many different textile types, each of which is best suited to one or two ink technologies. I realise that some of the big questions about ink substrate matching, hand feel, light and wash fastness, colour saturation and density, etc. have not yet been fully answered. But I'm going to leave those to the ink formulators and rheologists. I'm pretty much going to ignore all of those different axes on this slide because the challenges I want to talk about have the same cause in all cases. So if inkjet printing brings new challenges, what makes it worthwhile adopting anyway? The bottom line is that inkjet makes textile design and printing much more flexible than screen printing. That goes for everybody involved, from the designer through the printing company to the buyer. And in doing so, it also offers the opportunity to reduce costs significantly for at least some cases. Remember that inkjet printing in almost all print sectors tends to look more expensive per piece than conventional print technologies, but it's important to consider the total cost of supply, including prepress, make-ready and warehousing. There will always be some jobs that make more commercial sense to print on a conventional press, usually the longest print runs which would be printed and delivered in a single batch. But there's also a significant set of jobs that could be transitioned from conventional presses to inkjet at the same or a lower total cost. And some of that simply couldn't sensibly be done on a conventional press in the first place. So there are lots of reasons to consider inkjet, which brings me to the issues that can cause problems if you do switch over. What I'm going to talk about today in particular is shade and colour variation, why that's important, and what you can do about it. Of course, colour variation is not new with digital print. It's pretty universal for screen printed and dyed textiles as well. The normal way to manage it is for the buyer to approve a shade band, illustrating the allowable colour deviations between pieces. There are a lot of causes for that variation, but however it arises, it can greatly complicate a lot of post-print steps. If you need to put more than one piece of textile together, either in sewing or in packaging, then a significant difference between those pieces may be unacceptable. As an example, look at these curtains, bearing in mind that I've exaggerated the colour difference between the two drops in this image because I wanted to make sure it would show up on a slide. So how does colour variation differ between screen printing and inkjet? The big difference is that shade variation in screen printing is usually quite gradual. If it's not gradual, then the equipment needs servicing or the operator needs training. But on an inkjet press, the colour variation can be quite visible over a much smaller distance, just a few centimetres. I didn't have an example image from textile printing immediately to hand, but the sample here shows the kind of result that can be quite common on a multi-pass printer. The effect can be just as great but usually with a less obvious repeat on a single pass press. So let's look at banding issues on single pass inkjet presses. Banding describes features that tend to be in the range of between 1 and 10 or so centimeters across. They're often caused by variation of ink pressure or voltage changes within a head, which typically results in a smile or a frown shape. We also see a certain amount of manufacturing variation between heads, so that one may print lighter or darker than the head next to it in a print bar. Some types of heads can wear in use, resulting in less regular banding, which can change over time. All three of those causes apply on single-pass inkjet presses, but they also cause issues on multi-pass presses. And in that case, the overlapping swathes of the print head add extra potential for problems. What this means is that large areas that should be flat color may not be, that pieces that must be sewn together may not match, even that it's difficult to achieve accurate color because profiling tools cannot cope with the variation between patches that should be the same on the test form, but aren't. And all of those mean that quality of the prints that you can get from inkjet may not be acceptable to your buyers. Over the last few years, we've found time and time again in many different sectors of the print industry that the companies running inkjet presses develop their own process to review designs and decide whether or not each one can be printed digitally at a quality that the buyer will accept. It's not uncommon to hear something like, "We can only digitally print 2/3 of the jobs requested because we would not be paid for the quality we could achieve on the others." And that proportion is even lower in some cases. The banding I'm talking about here is usually highly directional on the output, so we're finding a test that's been used in the decor space since long before people started printing digitally is very useful in assessing quality. That's the porthole test. Viewers look at a piece of print through some form of window, the porthole. If they can tell in which direction the substrate or print heads moved when printing it, then it's a fail. Okay, enough doom and gloom. What can be done to avoid the banding? The first technique most vendors reach for is to adjust voltage to the inkjet head. Unfortunately, that's a slow and expert job, which makes it relatively expensive. It also prevents the printing companies themselves from doing it as regular maintenance or in response to a new batch of inks or substrates or after replacing a head. And many inkjet heads have limited control points. If each head is 10 centimeters wide and only has, say, 4 zones for voltage adjustment, then each adjustment covers 2.5 centimeters of the fabric, a whole inch. A much better alternative is to make the correction software. This means it can be automated and can act at a much finer granularity and correct the output more accurately. With no need to mess with controls that could damage the press, printing companies themselves can repeat corrections. Cheaper, faster, better. Taking a step back, what does this mean for a vendor building an inkjet press? How should they achieve best quality and lowest cost? First, they should do what they can in a reasonable time and at a reasonable cost to fix stuff mechanically, in the electronics, in the ink, etc. The key target here is to achieve stability. I'm sure we all know that systematically correcting an unstable system is much, much harder than a stable one, if it can be corrected at all. Once they get to that point, all of our experience working with dozens of inkjet press vendors is that software is a much faster and more cost-effective way to address the remaining non-uniformities than trying to do more in hardware. So if you're a printing company and you're struggling with banding, talk to your press vendor and suggest that they come and talk to us. Because we have a solution for banding, as well as for smaller scale non-uniformity problems such as streaking and mottling. It's the most recent addition to our inkjet quality technology, PrintFlat. This is a feature within ScreenPro which corrects tonality to hide banding based on measurements from the press. Because it's done in software, it can adjust every nozzle separately, and it doesn't need a specialist engineer to make press adjustments. In other words, it greatly reduces the time and cost, both of building a press and of maintaining it. And for the press vendor, it can also be integrated into press front ends using a variety of different rips, including Caldera and Colorgate, although obviously we'd prefer people to use our Harlequin rip instead. I mentioned earlier that inkjet print companies often record their own figures on what proportion of jobs they can print digitally and be confident that they'll get paid for. Our very first PrintFlat customer was able to take their figure from about two-thirds of submitted jobs to 100%. They don't even have to review new jobs anymore to know that they can print them. If you found today's presentation interesting or useful, there's a lot more information available on our website, including white papers and PDF and video case studies, showing the benefits that a couple of our OEM partners have achieved from using our technologies. This is probably a good time to repeat that our model is to supply technology to inkjet vendors, to people building inkjet presses. If you're using inkjet presses to print, and you're struggling with any of the problems that I've been describing today, please either contact us by email or pass on our information to your vendors. Our focus is on solving problems in this industry, and sometimes an inkjet press vendor takes a while to realize not only that they have a problem, but that there is a solution available for it. You can help with that education. Thank you.